Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain.
The podcast where we answer the questions that you were too afraid to ask.
And this is our second take, but this episode's topic is sex part, I'm going to say 4 or 5.
Yeah.
I don't know. The correct one will be in the title, so you'll know before I do. Sex part blank. And this time we're specifically talking about some solo ventures, some masturbation.
I need to tell everyone that's watching or listening that we just recorded this.
Yeah.
And then now we're re-recording because I forgot to turn the camera on.
I love
We were only a few minutes in, and I will also say, considering we've done this many fucking episodes and we don't like when's the last time we've had to do that?
It's been a while. I think there was a shift in the universe when we stopped using your computer that could record maybe 3/4 of an episode before filling up. And we used my computer, which was made in the last century. So that definitely negated some of those issues.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
So like our tech has been pretty amazing. Yeah. Okay. Well, before we get into it, sex part.
Oh my god, Google Home.
What? That was so haunting to me.
She's like, y'all talking about masturbation?
Oh my god. That was your Google Home?
Yeah.
Just in the background, people won't be able to hear it because our mics are so good. So yeah. It's only your voices.
The Google Home was trying to guest on this podcast because she is a horny slut.
And we were like, we don't have guests for the 100th fucking
Google
time.
Google Home. Could you imagine our first guest, Google Home?
We would do that just because we're so self-centered. Like the only person that we could have in is like someone that we could direct as easily as Google Home, right? Just bossing literal them around. Okay. Well, before we get into it, I want to, first of all, thank you all for the increase in reviews.
Oh, bow, 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 did the bullying help again?
The bullying helped. Okay. So again and again, we are learning that bullying our listeners pays off.
Yeah. Don't listen to what your parents say. Bullies come out on top.
Well, I'm telling you, because we threaten and we bully. People are afraid for their families and their pets.
And somehow.
5 stars.
10 million on TikTok.
So again, thank you to those who have reviewed, those who haven't reviewed. What the actual fuck?
Yeah, we are going to be doing something similar to what BC has done for vaccines, that there is a QR code that you scan.
Mm.
We will, if we meet anybody that has listened to the podcast on the street, we will be requesting to see your QR code scan.
Oh, smart.
And if...
like a review passport.
Yes, and if you cannot provide, we will mug you.
That seems reasonable.
That's incredibly reasonable.
And we will be out in the neighborhood this weekend, so we can try it out.
Our first muggings this week.
Look out for us on Davie Street. Jesus. All right. Thank you for those who reviewed us. We really genuinely appreciate it. Jokes aside, if you haven't already, you can review us now on Spotify as well as Apple Podcasts. 5 stars and 5 stars fucking only. Jesus. And if you want to become a patron so that you get videos every Monday, and also just in general, because the last couple of videos I've forgotten to make public on my YouTube channel.
Oh, well.
So sometimes.
Maybe set a reminder.
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes the public's going to get video, and sometimes.
Well, that's even
they
more
might
exclusive.
Not. So if you want the video, not
for
only
sure.
Every Monday, but just for sure in general, you've got to become a patron.
Yeah.
It's just it is what it is. And that's linked in our bio, or you can search I Can Explain Podcast on Patreon. And a huge
maybe we'll
thank
start
you.
Putting up polls.
Oh.
You vote if the public gets it.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Some Hunger Games style
shit. Yeah. If people are feeling generous to let
do you
want to
give the video to
it.
District 1? That kind of
A huge shout out to all of our patrons, and a extra special shout out to Aiden, Emily, Olivia, Liz, and Serena. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. Also follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast, TikTok at I Can Explain Podcast, personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. And I think that's it.
You almost signed us off again. Every time.
Every time.
You're so close.
Because it's just so like, it just flows.
Yeah.
And then it also just makes me feel like I get to go home and like eat and watch Real Housewives.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that I was stopping you from living life. Sorry, I'm such a hindrance on your plans. You do need to watch this recent episode.
Of Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
I know. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Do you like my nails?
Yeah, they're really nice. I noticed them earlier.
Thanks.
They're really, really nice.
Oh, brief side note, mm-hmm. not housekeeping, but brief side note. Mm-hmm. Celebrities should always get the exact same manicure for like a year straight. Because, no, because there have been so many scandals recently, like Kylie Jenner having a baby.
Yes.
That have been nitpicked and tracked down by her manicure.
Uh-huh.
Trisha Paytas had things by their manicure. Yeah. The manicures are fucking...
Kim Kardashian. There was one that came out that proved that she was doing posts that as if she was on vacation in like a bikini on the beach.
Exactly.
And people were like, no, you weren't actually there. You just faked getting on a private jet. This was like 3 weeks ago because of her manicure.
I'm telling you, they should decide on... I mean, I think a year is pretty easy to not get caught. You can do a lot of shit in a year. So maybe they're like 2022, I'm going to do red nails. And then just... I'm not kidding.
No, I know.
If I was Kylie Jenner, I would have no creative freedom over my manicure.
Yeah. No, it's actually wild to me that it's that thought out though too, and that they like stalk. I mean, it's not surprising,
yeah,
because when you really think about it, it's like, okay, yeah, their social media and their personas and how they, what they share and what they don't share,
yeah,
is their entire business. So I mean, when you have any multi-million dollar business, obviously it's going to be run like a well-oiled fucking machine.
Totally.
But at the same time, it's still like just weird to think about, because the way that social media is perceived when you're just naturally scrolling is that it's just like a natural post.
Yeah.
Like you just think, oh yeah, Kim Kardashian just took that photo yesterday and chose to post it.
Yeah.
And it's so far from the case that it's wild when you actually think about it.
But if you're that rich, how don't you at least at the bare minimum have somebody that can face tune your correct nails on?
Yeah, that's very true. Also, all their face tuning like mistakes, like how does that happen at that level?
Khloe Kardashian's Voldemort hands.
No, I didn't see those.
You haven't seen Khloe Kardashian's Voldemort
no,
hands?
No, what's going on with her?
Oh my God. She posted this thing about how, well, she posted something that was clearly a subtweet to Tristan Thompson.
Oh, okay.
Saying betrayal rarely comes from. You didn't see her fucking hands?
No. Look, I didn't see the picture. I just saw the like words. Oh.
That looks like a dead chicken foot.
What I'm gathering from that is that it was like, I think it's a Photoshop fail. I think she tried to make like her calf smaller or something. See how it's blended underneath?
Look. In her.
So what? She just has like very slender hands.
I think
hands,
she has like pretty hands. Slender hands, but it's not even the shape I'm concerned about. It's the color.
Like they're so pale.
They're so
especially
pale.
Especially in comparison to her face.
If you're going to blackfish, you should probably blackfish your hands too.
Don't stop at the neck. Like, oh my God.
Okay, I think that wraps up.
I have one thing of housekeeping.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know at this point if it was
your new piercing.
Oh yeah. Okay. I
literally thought there was something in your ear because I like haven't had that piercing before.
Yeah. So I have two things now.
Okay.
One, Julia, my girlfriend, surprised me with a piercing. I'm showing the people on video, the patrons, because who knows if the public will ever be able to get it. I'm like, zoom in.
Like a beauty blogger, but with your head.
I'm like, it was actually so cute because it was a total surprise. I had mentioned before that I wanted more ear piercings.
Yeah.
Like probably the last time I even remember mentioning it was like a year ago. And she just like surprised me. She like researched it all, made the appointment, like everything.
That's so cute.
And for someone like her, if you know Julia, like she's not like, she doesn't have her ears pierced, she has no piercing,
yeah.
She's not someone that like does that stuff to herself or cares about
that
stuff.
It
required a lot of like research and like
I just keep staring at it like it seems like it's in a painful location.
Oh, it hurt like a fucking it was a lot, but basically
I like it, but it looks painful.
Yeah, so I had to get like
looks
most
thick in there.
Oh, it is. If you feel the cartilage here in your ear, it's pretty intense. But like most piercings, I had to get the bar, mm-hmm. and then I'm having that for 3 months, and then I'm gonna put like a hoop so it goes around this.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so I'm excited about it. Then we went to this really amazing Italian restaurant. Holy fuck, was it good! You wouldn't be able to eat anything there, unfortunately, but like raw pasta noodles. No, not even that.
Those are eggs, egg in it. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so what's that?
Okay, so the other thing is, I don't remember if... I time is a mystery to me, and I don't remember if this was in reference to last episode or the episode before, but either way, if you listened, if you saw clips online, you probably saw the clip about me talking about my lack of hair removal.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you get bullied about that too?
A little bit. Oh, so nice. So basically, I had one DM that was clearly someone who like didn't follow me or us that just must have seen the clip on my story or whatever. And it was just from like some random cis male account.
Our faves.
And he was like, ew, this is fucking disgusting. Basically like just revolted by me.
Rightfully so, but not for that.
Not for that. Yeah. And I mean, I got the same thing. I posted recently a reel where I just had my arms up. It had nothing to do with hair.
Yeah.
And I had hairy armpits.
You made it political, though. You
and
made it political.
People came for me in the comments. Okay. So this is what I have to say. Another comment, and this is actually serious. I had a couple DMs from people that, based on our, like, conversation about it, saying that like my reasoning was non-political and just that I was lazy.
Right.
Their perspective from hearing that conversation was that I was saying that only lazy women don't remove their hair, aka the way to be a clean or well-kept person is to remove hair.
Right.
And they were considering...
I didn't use the word clean. There's some projection going on
there.
There
was projection. And basically where they took it is they felt like it was inherently misogynistic
for me to call you lazy.
A bit of that, but also they were also reflecting on me saying that it was not political or not for, like, I think the exact words were not for sticking it to the man. And I want to clarify something. I do nothing in my life for men. Oh. I don't remove my hair for men, and I also don't not remove my hair for men. Men are not part of my thought process.
Yeah.
So when I say that I'm not removing hair, not for sticking it to the man, I genuinely mean that because I'm not making decisions about my body with any thought process about how men are going to perceive me.
Yeah.
I'm way past that point in my life. There was a point in my life where I did almost everything for the perception of men, whether it was shock value to them or impressing them or feeling sexy for them or wanting to fit in, whatever it may be. So when I say that I don't remove my hair because I'm lazy, it's genuinely because I've grown so much past that instinction or like this, that societal expectation that I have to do anything for other people. The idea of even not shaving it or shaving any hair or waxing or whatever because I want to like piss off or stick it to men,
yeah,
is actually backwards for me.
Yeah,
like I just genuinely don't care. That's what you were saying too.
I think it also is probably because I am a man saying that you're lazy for not, but that's not what I mean because
no,
if anybody knows me,
yes,
and how I feel about hair, I just don't like body hair on anybody.
Yeah.
Not like I'm not projecting that on somebody. Like, yeah, when I see it on somebody, I'm not like, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't like it for myself.
Yeah.
So like in my mind, I'm like, oh, well, like men and women, yeah, and anybody, yeah, have the same ability. It's not a laziness as in because you're a woman.
Yeah.
It's a laziness because it's something that takes time. And it's like,
right,
if you're not putting the time in, that just means that you don't want, I don't know.
Right.
It's not,
no,
it's
I get where you're coming from. Cause as we said in that episode, like we are so polar opposite,
yeah,
in the way of like maintenance,
yeah,
of our body, but neither of us are doing it for other people, I think is the baseline.
I haven't done anything for anybody else in years. I am so set in, yeah, my ways for things like body hair,
yeah,
that it's one of those things that if a partner was like, oh, I really would love if you had a massive bush,
yeah,
I'd be like, well, we're gonna not have that. So yeah,
exactly.
You know?
No, exactly. So I think that's what it is. I think that I can see after I got some of those messages how it might have been perceived differently.
Yeah.
If people were, like, as you said, kind of projecting some of their own stuff on it, or just like reading between the lines, or like taking bits and pieces of it. But genuinely, I think, like, both of our relationship, we just know that we can, like, joke around with each other. Yeah. And also we both know that we, neither of us, do it for anyone else.
There's so many layers, though. That's the trouble with clips. Yeah. Is that there's so many layers our relationship as well, that if you're seeing just a gay man call a lesbian lazy for having body hair, and you just think that I am, like, the typical gay man that expects, like, hyper femininity.
Yeah, totally.
You would be probably feeling some type of way with that, but you would need to.
That's true.
Because if they think me calling you misogynistic for having hair is one thing, imagine what they're going to think when they hear me calling you old.
No, exactly. Like, but that's the gig over here, you know? So I just think, like, that was something that I wanted to say, just because I think that's exactly it. I think that sometimes I even forget that when we post certain clips, we know how we got to that conversation and then how it ended. Yeah. But we had to pick, like, 15 seconds. So they seem very, like, random, and I can see if you hadn't listened to the rest of the episode, or if you just didn't know our podcast or our personalities.
Could possibly have been called Man Targets Woman. Man calls out lazy woman.
So, yeah.
Old lazy hag fights off man.
It's so funny when I start thinking of it that way, in the nature of those clips.
That's the trouble, though. Like,
oh, it makes me laugh.
It's nice that you get a wider audience, but then there's troubles with getting a wider
audience. You're inviting that in, and that's the thing. And there's a lot of people that I know follow me for different reasons and don't listen to the podcast or aren't podcast people. So now that we're posting those clips...
Maybe you start blocking is all I'm saying.
Now that we're posting those clips, I can see, like... I can see how people might think, like, like they're out of line.
Oh, everything I say is out of line as well. That doesn't help. Okay, so I did have a transition to get us back to masturbation.
Okay, 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 yeah, I like this. Okay.
This is my transition to get back to masturbation.
For the
time stampers, we start fingering at about 17 minutes. My transition was originally going to be from Khloe Kardashian, but we had
with her Voldemort
hands. Do you really think, like, nails fuck up your vagina? Like, what length of nail do you think fucks up your vagina?
I think it's okay. Here's what I will say on that. I think that, like, I think that okay. I think that it's... How do I say this?
I don't fucking know what you're trying to say.
I think that your vulva and your vagina are much more durable than people think.
Everybody always says that it's, like, the same texture as the inside of your mouth, right? I could fucking... similar. I don't know. Never been there. Like,
yeah, kind of, yeah.
I could fucking rake the shit out of the inside of my mouth with these nails and I'd be fine.
Here's the thing. I think it's less about it, like, actually potentially causing... Okay, let's do a little... Since we're doing this, let's fucking...
I was like, do you want a demonstration? Since we're doing this, let's do it. I'm going to finger myself.
Like, oh, I restarted the video just as you said. I'm going to finger myself.
Like, do you have any press-ons right now? Let's do this.
That's what the patrons get. They get that video footage. I think it's, like, less about, like, actually potentially causing injury and more of, like, a comfort thing that, like, maybe it doesn't necessarily feel as good. And I also will say that, like, I think almost fake nails, because they're, like, thicker by nature.
Yeah.
Would be better.
Right? Yeah.
Whereas, or just, like, natural real nails. Yeah. Like, if you have thinner nails, they're, like, kind of sharp at the ends.
Minimum a gel coating.
Yeah. And I will say it does really hurt, like, if you get, like, a scratch or something in that area, because then you're peeing and then it burns and it's, like, it's not comfy per se. And I think it's...
But I also, like, who is doing, like, a scraping action?
Oh, yeah, that's the action. What you just did. That's the action.
It's all five fingers in and then just
I'm not gonna do it, but because I don't want me on video doing that. But I will say, if you want to rewind back, what Sean just did, saying that he thinks people but shouldn't
not,
do that.
It's not like, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Yeah.
There's some angles in there.
I gotta turn away from the camera. Like this.
Yeah, but that's different than this.
Yeah, or like that.
Oh. That's like scratching a back.
Well, Captain Hook up in there.
Okay, so that was my first question. My second question about masturbation is, this was brought on by that TikTok trend of the smash or pass.
Okay, yeah.
Sound,
yeah.
Which is the funniest thing on TikTok
so
right
funny,
now.
Yeah.
The one that's like Queen Elizabeth to Princess Diana's car.
Smash.
is, did you rub your like your genitalia on the corner of a sofa ever as a child?
I don't know. I think that I definitely rubbed it on things.
Okay. Because like, I was...
Did you do that?
I don't... That wouldn't do anything for me.
Hey, Gabers. Today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention. And it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey, Gabers. This episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch. And honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Don't people with penises, when they're little, like stick their penises in all sorts of things?
I will say, yes, I didn't, but okay. I know that, and I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, kids were weird with their dicks. I was pretty,
yeah.
I think I've always been a not like super sexual person. So like,
one of my guy friends told me that he'd like put his penis like in between a door and like just kind of like gently open and close it on his penis. Like, I feel like
sorry. I just gently slammed a door on my dick.
You know, whatever helps.
But
yeah, no, I don't think I ever did that.
Okay.
But I definitely think like when you're younger, it's like anything, like you don't know the word for it. It's like, for example, before I knew the word lesbian and what that meant, like I knew what my feelings were.
Yeah.
So like once I kind of heard the terminology, I was like, oh, that sounds like it fits. So I think it's the same for masturbation. I think like as soon as like you have some sort of like hormones or you're going through puberty,
yep.
Like you have natural urges and you just don't know what you're doing. Like I can't remember being like younger and thinking I was doing anything sexual. I think it's just like a natural.
No, not to sexualize it at all. No. But I was just, there was a TikTok and it was somebody just posted the corner of a sofa and said smash. And every single comment was, wow, I really have never had a unique experience. Hey.
Okay. TikToks made me really realize that we're all the fucking same.
It's copy and paste, bitch.
It's literally scary. Some of the stuff is so niche and specific that you're just like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Okay, so what the fuck?
Did it turn off?
Yeah, it just turned off again. Like, what is going on with my camera? To the listeners, maybe you're happy and not a patron at this point getting this fucking video. I've got so much storage on this fucking goddamn. I think I jinxed it. I jinxed it because I said our tech has been going well. Okay, so we've talked about sex so many times before.
Yeah.
We're talking about masturbation now. I want to know. Are you a masturbator and are you going to hell?
For sure going to hell for plenty of reasons.
Okay.
Add masturbation in there.
Yes.
As one of the sins.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are quite a few. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. We got to the bottom of it, folks.
Got it. Episode wrapped. I'm going to say you're also a sinner.
Yeah. I've dabbled.
Yeah.
I've dabbled for sure.
I've jerked a few times.
I think it's like different for like, I think anatomy is at play, like people with vaginas or people with penises, but also like just dependent on the person with like their level of sex drive and also like what they relate sex to and like why they crave sex is maybe the word. So like for me, I would consider myself a very sexual person, but I would say it's more that like it's fun for me and I like connecting with another person.
Right.
So like I'm less of a solo artist, I would say, because I don't think that I actually like have like a like real drive or instinct and a need for like actually the scientific orgasm.
Right. Itself. See, I would say I'm more the opposite. Like sometimes I don't want a single person to touch me, but it feels like a chore that I gotta tick off the list, you know?
Right. But I think part of that is also like anatomy, having a penis.
That I'm depressed. Is it the depression?
You started.
I think part of that is your depression, though.
I mean, it's like throwing that down to you. No, see, that's interesting to me because you've talked about before with the being a depressed person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People are going to come for me now.
Old Harry Hag
calls gay man depressed. Yeah. Makes fun of gay men's mental health.
Yeah. Working titles. Got them.
Old Harry Hag has got to be. Oh my God. It's so funny.
Are you going to change all your social media tags?
That Old Harry Hag for sure is coming to theaters near you. Okay. Do you think, like, it's interesting to me that you say that because, like, I always equated that to, like, a very, like, cut and dry scientific thing. Like, when I've heard people say that either they're on medication or they're depressed, it's like they have no libido, which to me would equate to, like, no interest in masturbation.
Not really. Like, no. I still, and this has not really anything to do with the actual depression or antidepressants because I've always kind of felt this way.
Yeah.
I just like don't have that strong of an urge usually.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, oh, I feel like this is like,
what? You just gotta,
something's gotta be done here. I'm like, clean the kitchen, vacuum the floors, jerk it, I guess.
And when you do that, like, are you enjoying it or does it feel like, okay?
It's just like not something that I ever have like a strong, super strong drive to do.
You're not like, oh, I gotta get like home off.
In movies when people are like so like enamored and just like blown away by their like sexual feelings, I don't feel that way.
Right.
I've maybe a few times in my life.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Had that
regardless
vibe
of being on antidepressants or not.
And so when you do masturbate, now I'm just interviewing about your masturbation.
Here we go. Masturbation 101.
Yeah. When you do, are you watching porn? Are you in your head? Like, what's the vibe?
Sometimes my head's too scary. So yeah. I'll be like, let's just do this au naturel. And then I'm like in the deepest like pits of hell. Like I did ayahuasca or something, you know? And I'm like, maybe let's put something on.
We need some escapism here.
I'm like, what's something sexy in my sleep paralysis demons? You called? Yeah, so it really depends.
Right.
Yeah.
See, I have this weird thing. When I do masturbate, I can't watch porn.
Oh.
And so it's like, it's weird because...
You're such a creative.
You know, I've just, the juices are flowing in more ways than one.
I have this weird thing as a creative that...
As a creative genius, I will
say. Just, nothing really gets me harder than my own thoughts.
Okay, no. Honestly, though, it's not the during part of it.
Oh,
it's after. I feel like a bag of shit.
I was going to ask you this as well.
What?
I was going to ask if people with vaginas have post-nut clarity.
Clarity? What the fuck is that
like,
supposed to mean?
People always say it's like, it's just the name for it. It's called like, the nickname is post-nut clarity. I'm sure there's like an actual scientific term for it.
Okay.
But it's like the thing that if you're watching porn or even if you're in your own head... That after you orgasm, you're disturbed by what you watched or what you thought about or like any of that. Is that a thing for people with vaginas?
Oh, so much so that I cannot watch porn. Oh,
you're like, I only live in post-nut clarity.
No, like, I don't know what it is to me. I'm just like hyper aware that... Here's my thing. I think I've talked about in previous sex episodes that I consider myself very vanilla.
Yeah.
Oh, right? Yeah. And so it's not like I'm watching anything that like afterwards I'm like... Whoa, like how did my brain go there? Yeah. Like it's not that it's like shame about that. I just feel like it's just like an ick feeling afterwards.
Yeah.
Like I don't know what it is. Whereas like when I masturbate without any sort of like media, I don't feel that way.
Well, if you did that, you only have yourself to blame.
And I just feel like I'm very like, I don't know, I'm very like sensitive to like afterwards. I'm like, why did I just watch that? Like, because I'm gonna be honest, when I have consumed porn in the past, I'm not paying for it. Like, it's like free sites.
Yeah.
So I just feel like weird about having like access to that. And I just like, there's like so many layers to it. Though,
if you did pay for it, would be like, why did I pay for that?
That too, probably. I'd probably just pay them and then never use the service. Clarity
and buyer's remorse.
Yeah, literally.
A fucking wombo combo.
No, yeah, I don't know. There's just something about it that just makes me like feel like, ick.
Yeah.
And it's not worth the...
Do you know what I think it probably is for what? You and me? We've watched too many porn documentaries.
Oh, that once you see past the curtain, it's very hard to not see past the curtain anymore. Put the curtain
you're
back.
Looking for the curtain.
Yeah. I've watched all of them.
Yeah.
Like anything that's available to me, you know, there's the When Porn Ends, there's Girls on Film, I think it's called, or Girls on Camera. On Netflix.
I've watched like every Netflix one. I couldn't tell you a single.
They're all very fascinating, actually. And also, I would say if you are considering getting into porn and being a sex worker of any sort, would be worth your due diligence to just watch them, because I feel like they're very balanced in the sense that like it's not just like boo, you shouldn't do this, but it shows you things to avoid about how a lot of individuals get taken advantage of or don't own rights to their own content. And like we've talked about in previous episodes, I think that is shifting with things like OnlyFans and the ability to really have ownership around what you're putting out there, whereas like even just 5 years ago is a very different story, and you still kind of had to go the more traditional route of getting like booked like you would for TV and movie, but for pornography.
Yeah.
And then you don't own any of it and you're just getting paid like a tiny amount, and it's like there's a lot of pressure involved and people have like these agents and they get on set and they're expected to do other things. So now with like OnlyFans, where people are doing stuff in the comfort of their own home and they're safe, like I think it's a different game now.
Yeah.
But it's definitely still something that like people need to be aware of if they're considering getting into sex work.
Yeah. If you're considering, watch it before. If you're currently masturbating, maybe finish and watch it after.
I think it is good to know, like to maybe an oxymoron, maybe like a non-sexy way of saying it, but to consume porn in a responsible way, I think is something that should be like strived for.
Yeah.
So like, I do think it's worth watching that stuff just because I think a lot of people would say, oh, why would you pay for that? It's, there's so much free stuff out there. And it's like, yeah, people that are paying for it, it's not because they can't find the free stuff. It's because they want the people that are making it to receive the value for what they're providing.
Yeah.
You know, which I think is great. I think that's changed a lot. But yeah, I don't know. Like, just for me, it's not it. I will say, I recently came across, and I'd actually love to, like, I've recently started a newsletter, quick plug. And I'm interviewing a person like every month.
Yeah.
And that is not an invitation to reach out to me and ask to be interviewed.
I honestly thought you were going to say, that is not an invitation for you to me. I was like, okay.
No.
I was like, I get it.
I didn't mean that.
I'm interviewing people that's not an invitation.
I was making a joke about people thinking that we have guests. And then now they're going to be like,
yeah. Ooh, newsletter guest.
Newsletter guest. No, but I came across this TikTok account, and it's this company based out of Berlin in Germany. Duh. And why I thought I had to specify that. And it's a all queer women owned pornography production company.
Love that.
And they post their TikToks of their pre-filming, like, consent conversations.
Yeah.
So, like, they have all the I don't know, do you call them, like, actors, or what do you call them?
Stars.
Stars. They're okay. Stars. They have all the stars, and they all, like, it's like an open forum. They can discuss, like, what they're comfortable with, what they're, like, not comfortable with. They discuss safe words. They discuss, like, if you need to stop at any time, like, tell us, there's no pressure. Like, they talk about if you need, like, a snack, if you need water, if, like, something doesn't feel comfortable, like, don't worry about ruining the scene. And I just, like, feel like it's very fascinating to see that change, and, like, how I imagine that is so opposite to how a lot of these spaces are things, and, like, experience it. And I don't know, like, all the performers just looked, like, very, like, happy and safe and, you know, sex positive. And I just thought it was, like, a really cool thing that they're doing.
I love that.
Yeah. So I'm going to find it, because I'm not remembering the name of the company, but I'll find it and I'll post it, because I mean, you got to learn about what you're consuming.
Absolutely. I also think it's wild that there is such a negative connotation around masturbation, even.
Right.
And obviously, just the shift in our generations and where it's going, but the shift from our parents' generation to where we are now. Like, I think if I told my mom that I was talking about masturbation on the internet, she'd lose her fucking mind.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, I don't see an issue with it. Not me talking about it. Obviously, I don't see an issue with that. Mm-hmm. But I don't really see an issue with masturbation at all anyways. No. And there's so many things. Like, I remember watching pop stars with my mom when I was 10. Mm-hmm. And the way this makes my mom sound like a prude, she's not.
Yeah. But no, but I mean, it's just a different generation.
Yeah. And what parents would say about women, or parents would say about acts that were happening, and how it was so sexualized, and the difference from, you know, 10-year-old me to where I am now telling people about my own masturbation. Yeah. I think that's nice to see.
Yeah, it is. It's very odd that somehow in certain cultures, like in North America, that it's been decided that something that everybody does is something that you should also be ashamed about.
Yeah, something that everybody does for the most part, and it should stay this way, in their own home and privacy, you will be going to hell for.
And, like, just the idea that it's so hush-hush, it's the same as sex in general, right? It's like this, like, hush, don't talk about it. Like, it's this weird thing that, like, everyone's just decided something that is very natural, like eating, breathing, drinking water. There's this one thing that is
laundry.
Like gym tan laundry,
eat, sleep, jerking
is like disgusting that you do it. And everyone should just not talk about the fact that they do it.
Something that for most people is a prominent part of their human experience as well. Obviously, some people don't have those feelings, or they're less so, or, you know, I'm one of those people. But yeah, something that a good chunk of the population has an urge to follow.
And you know what the weird thing is? The one time I see the taboo taken off of sex is when there's an expectation of pregnancy. And I find that very fascinating because couples will literally like outwardly on social media say that they're trying to get pregnant and they'll be like, yeah, we've been trying, we're doing this, we're doing whatever.
And like, their parents are like, oh, yay,
oh my God, yes. Whereas if that couple went on their social media story and said, we've been having sex, everyone would think like that was like so taboo and horrible. And why are you telling the public about that? But as soon as it's, we're trying for a baby, oh, now it's acceptable. It's fucking weird.
I saw a tweet that was like, when couples say we've been trying for a baby and not like we've just been raw dogging every night, like, just like filling with cum.
Okay. That even that made me clutch my pearls.
But I was like, that's so funny. Like, yeah, that's what you're saying.
That's literally what you're saying. Yeah. And it's so weird that as soon as it's like a baby, it's
like, that's so cute.
Instead of like, yay. That's so exciting for you.
Have you ever thought about hell?
No, 100%. I think it's so weird, but I do think that it's changing. I think that there's a lot of like, whether it's celebrities or influencers being more open about their sexuality and like masturbation and having sex and enjoying sex, which is really cool. And I also think that you're seeing that progress into capitalism in the way that like when I was growing up in high school, the only place that you would ever be able to get like any sort of sex toy was if you went into a sex store.
Yeah. And the sex stores were always like at the back of an alley.
Oh yeah. Sketchy part of town.
Knock on the door with your foot, say a secret password, laser eye scan.
Yeah. Like I remember in college, like going to a sex store with my friend and feeling like so taboo in there. Now it's like, you can order it on Urban Outfitters. Like it's like so mainstream that,
it's like, do I want online this Walmart retailers. 3-pack of dildos? Yeah.
Like mainstream online retailers have it. Like if you walk into the store at Urban Outfitters, they have vibrators out in the open.
Yeah.
Like, so it's so interesting to see that transition.
And how before, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people, depending on living situation, a lot of people would probably want a discreet packaging.
Yeah.
But now, if I ordered something, I'm like, I honestly don't really care.
No, it's like it is what
Chuck the dildo with the suction cup onto my front door in my apartment.
Like, perfect.
I'm not home for 3 days. I come home, I'm like, oh, shit.
No, yeah, it's so funny how it's been changed. I think for the better, and I think the more conversations that are had, when people talk about things like sex and masturbation, it gives space to people talking about the right way to do those things.
Yeah. Like, oh, we're not going to tell you that.
And no. But also, I think it protects people because when it's like, don't talk about it and taboo, then a lot of people are out there having like really bad or often traumatic sex or thinking like not knowing their bodies and not like enjoying sex or like having pleasure in masturbation because like, no one talks about it. So just no one knows. And they feel like ashamed to look for that information. So like sex should be consensual and fun. And that's like the bottom line.
Yeah. And so should masturbation.
Hell
I
yeah.
Mean, consent, I think, should be implied. But the fun should also be there.
It should be. Yeah. Absolutely. So yeah. Okay. Well,
keep jerking it. Keep flicking those beans.
You do. I hate that fucking phrase. I hate it so much. Like,
it just makes me laugh. It's just a funny visual.
You have so many things like that that, like, it makes me feel like a prude because you have these, like, one-liners that you say that, like, I think you and a lot of people find funny, but it literally, like, there's something, there's, like, an inner little prude in me that, like, I literally, like, cringe.
Right.
Like, when you said, like, filling with, I can't even say it out loud. Right,
cummies.
When you say that word, it makes me want to cancel this podcast, cancel our friendship, and jump off that balcony.
It's only the second story. You just break your legs.
To feel anything other than sitting here listening to you say that would be a dream, honestly.
You break your legs that go over the balcony. Is your bean okay?
Okay, on that note, wherever you're listening. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to follow and subscribe. Rate us 5 stars and 5 stars only on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at I Can Explain Podcast. Click the link in our bio for our Patreon and merch. Follow us personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brian Williamson. And until next time, we'll see you around the gay run. And we'll be checking those QR codes. Oh, my.